Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as I bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here on the radio dial. And by the way, don't forget, we are broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And just to emphasize around the world, hello to Maria in Germany, who's chiming in this morning. So nice to hear from you, Maria. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us all free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and let's not forget the over-the-road truck drivers out there, too. And we'll have some special news for you here in just a few minutes about what's going to be happening next with another convoy starting up here in America. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can actually send us a message off there. It'll come right to us. So there you go. Now, I want to introduce to you right now the man, the myth, the legend, and he's out there in California. It's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Well, I can't see them, Kyle, because we have a fog this morning. It's warm, but we have a fog and a little bit of a drizzle right now, so it's a little bit hard to see them out there on the roof, and they're going to go right back in, and there they go, and I want to thank them for coming out to give you your round of applause.
Well, yes, thank you so much. It's great to be here. It's the weekend edition. We're ready to go.
We are, and are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
All right, here we go.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for
which it stands one nation under God
indivisible
with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a caller, but we're going to start out here, as we always do, and at least get the first topic out there. The Biden administration right now and their allies are concerned about the big decision that apparently the Ukrainian president has made as the U.S. is making an invasion prediction. Because I don't know if you've noticed or not, but the Ukrainian minister president is out gallivanting all over Europe. Have you seen that?
Well, that's right. Yeah, he's going to depart Kyiv for the Munich Security Conference this weekend. And earlier, the president was being questioned about President Zelensky's intentions. He said it was up to him. It was his decision.
Yeah. And by the way, Maria's chiming in here, reminding everybody that you have to see the good in life. And she says, even you have to search for it. What a big smiley face. Well, yeah, but there's some people, okay, that just aren't worth searching for. How's that?
Well, some people won't take that good advice, and Maria's got a great attitude there.
Yeah, she does, and she's a heck of a friend. Been with us almost since I first went on the radio. Okay, and she's over in Germany listening to us there. Okay, let's go to the phone line, and we'll get Mike in here from Clearwater, because who knows what's on his mind, right?
That's right.
Let's see, what is it? Who knows what evil lurks?
The shadow knows.
All right, here we go with the shadow, Mr. Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. You know, Kyle, the other day I was just kind of pondering for quite some time. Now, let's put aside the fact that the election was stolen, because I'm convinced that it is, and that's old news. But let's play a game. If President Trump legitimately lost, what do you think caused it? Do you think it was his personality? I mean, yeah, he can be an abrasive person, not exactly maybe the nicest guy in the world, but he tells you like it is, right? And we were gas independent. Gas was like, what, a little over $2 a gallon when he was in office.
It was less than that, Mike. Less than that, Mike. When they had the election in 2020, it was $1.87 right here.
$1.90, right, exactly. And also, Kyle, you know, back in those days, I'm just kind of being a little trying to be funny here, but back in those days, if I went on the Internet and ordered something like a computer, it came within a few days. There was no waiting for months because of shortages. So what do you think, Kyle? Do you think that the president, it was his personality that was his downfall, assuming that everything was honest? And if he comes back in 2024, do you think he'll be the same, or do you think he'll have learned some lessons about the things that maybe he could have done differently the first go around? And I just want to hear your opinion, Kyle. Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Kyle, because I've got mine.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike. Yeah, it's hard to sort of analyze some of the vagaries of why people might vote for a candidate one way or another based solely on personality. As you say, President Trump could come off as abrasive, but here's the thing. I think people would be willing to say Trump can do and say what he wants, tweet what he wants, just get things back on track for us. They know he did a great job, and I think that would really affect a new election.
Okay, now here's my turn. Donald Trump is Donald Trump. He's been the way he's been all his life. He's not about to change. He will not change. He'll be rough. He'll be tough. He may be a little bit crude, but he'll get the job done. That's the important thing. He'll get the job done. All right, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we're going to a break. When we come back from that break, more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. That's our pal Mike Gallagher, whose studio is right around the corner from where I'm at here in the same building. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. And let me tell you something, and that goes for you too there, Maria. If you're feeling good, you got the weekend to save big bucks. Big bucks on MyPillow products, because they've been marking a lot of things down, adding a lot of discounts, and it all adds, it all stops on Sunday. And a lot of people have been taking advantage of it. Then they'll go back to their regular pricing and whatnot, because they succeeded in doing what they wanted to do, and that was to reduce their inventory. Now, MyPillow.com has a page on it. It's got a big square link that you can double-click onto, and that link is the Radio Listener Specials page. So you can go to the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com and check out all the insanely low prices that are there. 50% off, 60% off, 75% off. Some of the items are buy one, get one, and it won't be there for long. Deep discounts on the MyPillow products on the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Now, obviously, you need a promo code to get them. The promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Yep, one word, CAPTAIN. That will be the promo code. And don't forget, you can call them, speak to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Save yourself a bunch of money this weekend. They're having one heck of a sale, wrapping things up. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, a bunch of church pastors have spoken out in Canada about the way the police have dealt with the truckers that are there, calling it tyrannical treatment of the Freedom Convoy protesters because they started to rough some of them up last night. You probably saw that on TV.
Yes, yes, unfortunately, yes.
And what did you think when you saw that?
Well, you know, I mean, what? How can you describe that? I mean, this is terrible to see that kind of thing happening.
Well, they weren't doing anything to anybody except blocking the streets. And the government, thanks to the dictator, Jose Trudeau, by the way, he loved Fidel Castro, remember?
Oh, right.
That's
right.
One of his heroes, Fidel Castro. So it tells you all you want to know. But he has just really stepped in it, and what he's doing is not helping him at all. It's, as a matter of fact, his popularity rating in Canada is lower than our U.S. Congress.
Yeah, and that's really hard to do, by the way.
Yeah.
But he did it, you know.
Yeah. Now, the Freedom Convoy is coming to an end, and the drivers are starting to fold up and go back home. But we have something here that is going to be starting up called the People's Convoy. And you know some things about what's going on in California. I know one of the drivers that's going to be in it, and they're going to hook up, and they're going to continue to hook up as they come across the United States because they're all headed for the Washington, D.C. area, and they want to arrive there when Joe Biden gives his State of the Union speech.
Well, that's right. And I believe it's being described as the People's Convoy.
Uh-huh.
Right now, one of the representatives say they have over 1,000 truckers. And, of course, that's going to grow. There's no doubt about that. And I think in some might be departing from Barstow, California. So, yes, this is going to be quite this is going to be in the news, folks. You're going to see this happening. And as the captain's just saying, I think you're going to have your associate or your friend calling in. And we'll get
we are going to have one of our truck driver followers to the radio show who's going to be in this convoy who will be telling us what's going on as it moves across the country. And he's going to be there with his partner, his wife, who is his co-driver. And they're going to be out there together, the two of them, on the highway. And they're going to let us know every night what's going on, where they're at. Because I know that the Department of Transportation is going to try to make it tough for them here. They're going to try to do a get tough thing. They don't want them to get anywhere near Washington, D.C. Because remember, every time the truckers or the bikers come to Washington, D.C., they're just so rowdy. They tear things up. They burn down buildings. They destroy trees and fences. Yeah, right. Sure they do.
No, wait a minute. Aren't you describing the riots in 2020?
I'm talking about BL, one of those idiots.
Yeah, well, you know, Captain, something occurred to me, too, and that is, you know, what if the truckers in Canada, in this particular case, what if they were protesting the notion that everybody had to be vaccinated, or in the sense that they were demanding mm-hmm. that everybody be vaccinated?
They'd be left alone.
Exactly. See, that's exactly right, because it doesn't comport with the narrative or the message that the Canadian government and Trudeau in particular want to have out there. So, you know, it's not about, hey, they can protest. It's, are they saying what we want them to say? And I think that's very telling.
Yeah, it is what it is. And it's a shame. But we're going to have the People's Convoy coming across. You'll be hearing about it here in this program. There's some other people that I understand are trying to pick up and saying, well, just get a hold of us, call us, and we'd like to talk to you. Blah, 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 blah. Well, we already know who some of them are that are going to be in this convoy coming across. And I'm not going to mention any names, don't need to, but it's going to be good, and we'll be right on top of it.
Yes, absolutely. Every mile of the way.
Yep. Now, the tow truck drivers that are towing the rigs in Ottawa, did you notice anything peculiar about them?
What was that?
They're all wearing masks so nobody can identify them.
Interesting, yeah.
And their trucks are taped up so you can't see who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They taped over the names.
Well, you know, they may be wanting to minimize backlash or this kind of thing.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it, because when they find out who these tow truck companies are, they'll never tow another truck again.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And something else too, Captain, of course, obviously, you know, more disruptions in the transportation of goods across across Canada in this case, or even across the United States, to some degree can play into the hands of the Democrats too, because they can say, look what they've done. I mean, we're also going to hear, you know, I'm just waiting for somebody in the media to say, they're attacking our democracy. I mean, they're going to throw the kitchen sink at this thing.
They are attacking our democracy. The people that are trying to attack us were protesting our legal our legal rights. They are attacking our democracy. They are.
Right. Well, exactly. But they'll use those phraseologies in the media to try to demonize the truckers, and that's a terrible thing.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on that one. Now, the other thing is, as we move along here, we got about a minute or so left here in the segment. Did you hear about the new female executive who has been handed the reins over at Sinking CNN, who is not a stranger to toxic workplaces and trying to bring companies back?
Right, yeah, that's Amy Antelis, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, how do you stop CNN from sinking? I don't know. I
don't think you do.
No, see, that's the thing. You know, and I hate to make a Titanic comparison of the terrible tragedy, but there was a point in time when one of the Titanic designers, they knew they the ship is going to sink in two and a half hours. They understood that fact at that point, and because it was irrevocable. And CNN may have done so much damage to their brand, and now all this stuff is coming out about trying to help Cuomo, and I mean the Governor Cuomo. Basically, and just the fact that they keep dropping like flies over there, I don't know how you bring it back. I mean, unless you're confined in an airport waiting for your flight, I don't know. People seem to be leaving CNN anyway.
Well, this is all part of the backlash against the Democrats that everyone has predicted. We were way on this early on that people were going to remember everything that was going to take place because things were going to get worse, not better, and they're going to hold it against these people. I'm telling you, they are going to get hosed. Hosed in another 263 days.
Well, see, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And we keep seeing the handwriting on the wall. And one would think, Captain, that, you know, the Democrat Party as a whole would try to reverse this by doing things, like not just saying things, not just messaging, but actually doing things. I don't think they're going to go out and actually do things that reverse policies and so forth, but they'll try to convince people that, well, it's like Nancy Pelosi said the other day, well, the Democrats really aren't going the way of defunding the police. Well, you better run over and tell the squad that. You better tell the far left that. You better tell these, you know, these influencers that, basically. Otherwise, you know, that's the perception people have, and it's rightly so.
If the squad says it, it's got to be true. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, when we come back, we'll talk about the squad and a few more things, too, as we get moving along here on the Captain America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
By the way, I shall return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Hundreds of truckers are slowly starting to exit their weeks-long protest in Canada. Police began slowly moving in Friday to disperse the protests near Canada's Parliament in Ottawa. The protest started against vaccine mandates for cross-border truckers, but has grown into a larger protest against the Trudeau government. President Biden says NATO will unite to impose heavy sanctions on Russia if they invade Ukraine. Deputy National Security Advisor for International Economics, Daleep Singh, describes what these sanctions would look like.
Our financial sanctions have been designed to impose overwhelming and immediate costs to the largest financial institutions and state-owned enterprises in Russia. They've been calibrated to maximize alignment with our allies and partners. They're flexible to allow for further escalation, depending on how Putin responds.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights at the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yep, it sure does, and we are lighting that torch just as bright as you can see it. Of course, you're right here by the airport, so it helps that they land in the airfield, not us. Okay, now, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I take and have been taking for well over 7 years because of the problem that I have with my left leg, ankle, and foot, plus my back problem and my shoulder problem and my wrist problem, which is all related indirectly. But Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation over time, and I keep it in my body every day. I take it every day, a packet of it. I don't stop, and sometimes I'll take a second packet. Have even been known to take a third packet when I've had a real problem that I've had to deal with. And that happens every now and then where my ankle will swell right up and I have to keep it, the system, the product in my system, a little bit more of it than normal to keep the swelling down. Otherwise, can't get my shoe on and all that stuff. Now, it works. That's why I'm using it. It works. And Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. Now, the ingredients that are in it, or what makes it work? It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all natural environment products that are botanical and fish oil products that are made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and again, simply put, it works for me, it'll work for you. Because I've got three key issues that it works on for me. Now, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's how you get started. $19.95, you take it the way it says to take it and get it going. And if it works, at the end of 3 weeks, you'll go right on automatic delivery, and that's that. Now, obviously, the price will go up. A reference to the 3 weeks, and then just do the math, and you'll find out what it's going to be. And also, they gave me a website that I can send you to proudly. It's relieffactor.com/captain. relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, take a look at the products that are on the website. It's not just Relief Factor. There are other health things that are there, too, that will help you, vitamins and whatnot, that will help you if you need to have them. And I use a lot of those products that are there. But the main thing is relieffactor.com/captain. Give the three-week quick start a chance and see if it'll work for you. And if it does, like I say to Kyle Warren, all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
And that's important. Now, the 2022 midterm elections are now 263 days away. And Republicans now have a 13-point lead in their bid to recapture the control of Congress. That's the House and the Senate. Not only is it important that we elect a Republican president in 2 years, in 2024, but you got to elect the foundation to work with him so we can turn this ship around from all the crap and the garbage that the Democrats have done to us. So we have to flip the House of Representatives. That's a done deal. We've got to do it. We have to get rid of Nancy Pelosi. She will retire and go away when she's no longer the Speaker. Watch and see. That's number one. Number two, we need to get rid of Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer as the Senate Majority Leader. Now, while I don't think Mitch McConnell is the answer to all our problems in the Senate, I believe he could be encouraged to not run again for Senate Majority Leader, or we could have somebody come up and run against him and get behind him and support him, the American people, that is, and have us a new Senate Majority Leader. Now, that would pave the way for Donald Trump, should he run to become the next Republican president, or whoever might run in place of Donald Trump, because we're assuming Trump's going to run, right, Kyle?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, based on that assumption, exactly. Yeah.
But if he doesn't, I believe Mike Pompeo will be in it. I also believe that you might see Ted Cruz again. You could possibly see Rick Perry again. I don't think Ron DeSantis would jump in for one simple reason. He's still got a job to do in Florida, and the people of Florida don't want him to go anywhere when he gets reelected to a second term. They want him to finish it and finish the job.
Well, that's right. And I think people would also like to see President Trump finish the job, basically, what he started back in 2017 when he took office.
We all know he can do it.
Well, precisely. That's the proven track record. And, you know, but the key is to make sure you have those majorities in the House and Senate. Otherwise, it's going to be continual uphill battles again. And it's not just to pass anything you want to pass, but it's going to make people's lives a lot better. And this is going to stretch, Captain, across socioeconomic lines, across racial lines, ethnic lines, whatever you want to say, because America needs to be prosperous. America needs to have a real direction. Right now, people feel that everything is just, we're just being blown around by the winds, and there's no rudder. And even President Biden talking earlier about whether or not Putin has made his decision to invade and whether or not Putin might ever use a nuclear weapon. It just seemed that it just seemed that President Biden was just kind of searching for words. It's all dull.
Well,
and people know that this isn't a dull thing. This is very important.
Well, we do not want Nancy Pelosi in there as Speaker anymore. She's been part of the problem. We do not want Chuck Schumer in there as a Majority Leader. He's been another part of the problem. We do not want the Squad in there. If we could break the Squad up to where they would lose one or two of their members, or even all of them for that matter, what a tremendous day that would be not to listen to those clowns.
Well, exactly, because what they've done, Captain, they went to Washington, the squad, almost specifically, the squad went to Washington not to do anything that has to do with legislative business. They are completely there as only a platform, it would seem, to talk about their own ideologies or to bash capitalism or just take your pick. But what people expect, they want to get back to business. They want America to get back to business. And they know that having Donald Trump at the head of as the new chief executive would really benefit that. But you also mentioned Mike Pompeo. And whether if Trump decides he doesn't run or what have you, Mike Pompeo, I think, is a very strong candidate. And he might even be in the mix anyway, Captain. He might be as on the ticket as vice president. You never know.
That's correct. And the other thing is that, let's just take Ocasio-Cortez for an example. She's been in now, this will be her sixth term. She'll be running for her third term in office. Right?
Right, yeah.
Do you know how much money she's got in her account right now?
Well, I'm sure it's got to be millions.
Guess how many millions?
Six?
$7.1 million.
Wow.
Now, what did she go to D.C. for?
Right, no kidding. No kidding. Well, it's the, parachute out of that thing and then have some kind of, it should still be in the news, I'm sure. But I think what's happening is that the American people have seen that, again, it's only a platform. It's not, they're not there to try to actually do the business of the country.
Yep.
And people are bristling at that.
Yep. Now, Juan Williams, you know who he is, right?
Of course, yeah.
Used to be on National Public Radio, and he got picked up by Fox, and he was made famous by Bill O'Reilly as being the somewhat agreeable black conservative, or so he called himself, that was on the O'Reilly Show, correct?
Right.
Well, now, he has come out and made a statement, and I'm going to read it verbatim. Rap and drill music is part of America's racial problem.
Yeah, I saw what Juan Williams had an opinion piece exactly as well. And yeah, he's talking about rap and hip hop and so forth.
And drill music, like military drill music?
Well, actually what it means, from what I understand, is that the term drill means like drilling people by shooting them, drilling them with bullets. And so there's a lot of allusion to violence and so forth. But, rap and hip hop as a genre, it's sort of its own form and so forth. But just like all music, Captain, it can lift people up or it can bring out the very worst. And I think what Juan Williams is talking about is the fact that when you have violent imagery and, a mistreatment of women and these kinds of things, it doesn't belong in any music. That's what I think he's talking about as well.
Well, I don't disagree with you with that, but Juan Williams, I know, I used to respect him greatly, but after Bill O'Reilly left him, he played the part of the mad black guy. And you notice how fast, I guess he had a contract for maybe a year with the five, and rather than firing him at the end of the year, they didn't renew the contract, so he's just a commentator now, not on the air as much as what he was on Fox.
Yeah, exactly. He's in Washington now.
All right. Hey, Maria, you making the potato pancakes tonight? We want to know. All right. We'll be right back, everybody. Kyle Ward and myself on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, no how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
She's totally committed, major independent.
chance to do that, but that was the intro music that came in with Don and Donna, and we got the song to play it all over again there, Strut by Bob Seger.
That's right, Her Strut, and that is off the album from 1980 called Against the Wind. And that album is great, and especially the song Against the Wind. If you listen to it, how it was produced and everything, it's just amazing.
Yeah, and you got to watch that video to really appreciate it. All right, now I'm going to read this. A clipper system will quickly move through the Northeast today, resulting in some very strong winds from the Middle Atlantic to New England, and heavy lake effect snow up to 10 inches, maybe a foot or more, the northern part of New York and across Lake Ontario, all the way from Buffalo, Rochester, across 104, over into the Tug Hill Plateau, could be a foot. 50-mile-an-hour winds for that snow today, folks. You know what that's going to do? 50-mile-an-hour winds. Now, also, there'll be some heavy morning snow and cold temperatures that'll still impact travel and agriculture across Montana. Been there all week long. It's there again today. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. About 24 hours ago up on Snoqualmie Pass in I-90, they had patchy fog, but it's reporting clear tonight, but 32 degrees. Still be careful because it's cold up there. We definitely have winter weather advisories and a winter storm warning. This is just outside of Seattle as you come out east out of Seattle on I-90, so you want to be aware of that. That's going to stretch on down past Portland and down to about mid-Oregon there. It's going to stay east of Interstate 5, though, from what we can tell. We got a winter storm warning also in the Pendleton, near the Pendleton area along I-84, so you want to be careful of that. That's going to straddle Oregon and the Washington border there. And then, as you mentioned, over in Montana tonight, we have a winter storm watch, and this is also going to go over a little bit into eastern Idaho as well. But most of Montana tonight either covered by a high wind warning. That seems to be around in the Helena area up through Cut Bank and Browning over towards Fort Benton as well. And then you've got the winter storm watch up towards the Canadian border. This is going to include Glasgow. Down south, it's Bozeman, Billings, and that's going to stretch a little bit down into Wyoming as you come down Interstate I-25. That's the winter storm watch. Also, high wind watch near Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming, so be careful, especially if you're headed out towards Elk Mountain. Other than that, Captain, we've got a pretty quiet map, but be careful out there.
Well, all the quiet stops when we start talking about the cold temperatures, because right now, North Dakota, halfway across North Dakota, we got really bone-chilling cold temperatures. Upper part of Minnesota, certainly the Twin Cities, bone-chilling wind temperatures. We've got the same thing in Wisconsin, but then halfway across Wisconsin, from Madison all the way up to the upper peninsula of Michigan and up through Green Bay, you've got snow. There's a winter storm warning right now in the upper peninsula of Michigan. You've got snow all down the west side of the lower part of Michigan, on the east side of Lake Ontario, all the way down to Chicago, and all the way across I-90, 94 to Holy Toledo. And then you've got snow that picks up once you clear Toledo, and there'll be everywhere from what it looks like is going to be some freezing rain, some sleet in the mix in the southeastern corner of Ohio tonight. And then we'll have snow across Pennsylvania intermittently all the way across I-80, all the way across I-70. It'll be in the mountains of Maryland and West Virginia and Virginia, coming into the higher elevations of New Jersey as it races across to the East Coast and then gets over into New England. But New York, you're going to have some interesting travel there tonight coming across the thruway. And then, of course, north of Syracuse, going up towards the Canadian border and all through the Tug Hill Plateau with those high winds and that snow coming through there, number one, it's going to be hard to see. Number two, it'll add up real quick and won't take long for the roads to drift in with that snow and that wind.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so we've got to be careful.
Now, down here in Florida tonight, all the way down to the bottom, we have got fog, dense fog, or dense fog advisory, all the way down I-75 from about, Wildwood,
maybe a little higher than that on down south, and then over in the east side of Florida, going across I-75 Alligator Alley, once again, there'll be a dense fog advisory all the way across to the east side, and then from Lake Okeechobee down to Miami, again, a dense fog advisory, so be careful. It'll be hard for you to see. Slow down. Remember, in the fog, you can't see any further than the person behind you, in front of you, and beside you. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, as you know, our signal reaches all across the United States as the truckers, of course, are making their way across the highways and byways of the land. And you need to go to pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locator function and find the Pilot Flying J closest to you. It's real easy to do. Just go on their website. But when you stop in to the Pilot or Flying J, number one, you're going to get the best cup of coffee on the interstate, bar none. We think that you'll agree with that. And it's always fresh. You're not going to find stale coffee at Pilot and Flying J. Also, you want to join the Drivers Club, because what can you get after six fills? Well, you can start earning 4 points per gallon after just those six fills. Now, try that with 15 with the other guys. So Pilot, Flying J, they really want to take care of you. You can start earning points on everything that you buy, and you can start tracking those points with the My Rewards Plus app. You can download it for iPhone or for Android devices, and you can keep track of those points, get special offers. Also, check out their fuel card as well. You won't be sorry. PilotFlyingJ.com.
And don't forget to get yourself one of those large Turbos tumbler cups, because the refills in those are free if you belong to the Drivers Club.
Yep, exactly right.
Yep.
Why not?
Yeah, I would. Yep. I don't have one yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah. But they're all over the place, and they're going to treat you right. They're going to be happy you're there. And there's all kinds of amenities, too, Captain, that truckers can take advantage of as well.
They are the largest truck stop chain in the country right now, bar none. Pilot and Flying J's, all the same company. So when you stop at one, you're stopping at both.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Because a lot of places you'll see the Pilots, you won't see the Flying J's.
Yep.
Or vice versa. Okay, well, we will be back, folks, with hour number two. And let me tell you something. If you thought we had a bunch of stuff in hour number one, wait till you hear hour number two coming back here. Because it's just there's more news than you can shake a stick at tonight with all the different things that are going on. And we haven't even talked about our favorite subject, Kyle. You know what that is?
What's that?
Baseball.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Baseball.
All right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after the top of our news.
This is Kyle Warner. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.